You're listening to 88.7 Van Cleek FM, the voice of the community, Van Cleek Hill.
After this next piece of music, you're going to hear Sylvain Pilon talking from the inside of his truck as we follow the snow removal convoy around Van Cleek Hill at about 1 a.m. this past Thursday morning. Tell me your name.
Sylvain Pilon.
And how long have you been working for the township?
Me, I worked for them since 2005.
But you were saying you worked previously in Montreal?
Yeah, I hauling snow in Montreal since 89 until 93. And after, I worked for Duval Excavation for 94 to 2005. And I was passing the plow here in town of Van Cleek Hill for 10 years before I worked for Champlain.
And so are you sort of foreman tonight of this operation?
Yeah. And my title, I'm a group leader from for Champlain.
Okay, and how many trucks have you got here tonight?
Here I have 6 trucks hauling tonight.
And you've got one blower?
Yeah, I have one blower and I have another loader with a swing blade. Prepare all the snowbank for the blower.
I saw that on Main Street. He's pushing everything out in the middle of the street.
But he always have to push in the middle, and after you just do a nice windrow, it's easier for the blower.
And do you have any idea, like, how many? You've got 6 trucks, but how many loads will they do?
In an hour. Now it's an hour, and it's already 6 trucks. 4-5 rounds we done only on High Street, and we're not done. We have half of it.
So is this going to take you all night to do Van Cleek Hill?
Here in Van Cleek Hill tonight, yeah, because with the last 3 weeks, we have so much rain and snow. Usually in one night I do both towns, Lorignal and Van Cleek Hill. Took around 10 hours. But tonight we're going to work around here a good 8 hours to be able to clean everything in town of Van Cleek Hill.
And that's because it's very frozen and chunky, so yeah. The blower is going slower?
Yeah, than usually. Usually it's faster than that. We move more.
And, like, do the blowers get blocked, or do things break down? What do you do if something breaks down?
It depends. The most of the time, we just hope it's a sharp end. They broke down, took around 15 minutes, and we're back to work. But I saw one night I have a sprocket broke down on the blower, and I have to quit and send all the trucks back home.
How do you stay awake all night?
I have no idea. Maybe it's so many years I've done that, and you have to love that to do snow.
What do you like about it?
Me? It's a challenge every time. A good challenge. Always.
And what are the challenges? Just to keep everything moving and flowing?
Yeah, to make sure everything's going good and we keep ahead of the work.
And if, like, I know we're on High Street and there's only one lane of traffic open. If you see, like, a semi-trailer coming from one way and some other traffic, is that when you're going to stop this truck and get out and make sure everything's okay?
Yeah. We always had guys ahead to check at the front. Me, I'm always in the back, control the traffic on my side. The most of the time, it's only always on one side. We control more the traffic than the other. But I have to make sure nothing happened. It's hard to do that job during the day because with the amount of traffic we got on Main Street and all the cars, they park everywhere. We can do that during the day.
And if, I know they've got parking restrictions, but if somebody's car is parked in the wrong spot, what do you do about it?
Now we always fighting with that, but we should have a towing and come and pick them up. Because really, the law, it's between 12 to 7 o'clock in the morning. And the people, they should understand, they should park their car in the driveway or a place is not blocking us.
And but you're saying you should have them towed. Do you often just kind of leave them there and work around it and skip it?
That's what we done. We skip it. The most of the time we call, and sometimes we don't have nothing happen during night. We just skip it and go back the other day.
You go around it, do what you can.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But overall, is it pretty good, or are people, you still find the occasional car? Like tonight, will you find a car parked in the street?
The one in Derby Street. I hope when we're going to arrive there, the people, they're going to be smart enough to move them vehicle. But if it stay there, we're going to just go around and that's it.
Right. Wow. Do you know how many tons of snow you're going to move tonight?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea. Usually in town here, like at six truck, we put a good 24, 25 yard in each truck. And like I said, it's the seventh run we done, and I don't have maybe a little bit more half of I Street it's done.
And, so if you do like seven loads an hour,
yeah,
and you're going to do...
It's, we're talking about 30 loads only on I Street they're going to haul tonight.
Wow. But if you're doing seven loads an hour and you work from midnight till nine,
yeah,
that's nine times six or seven loads, about
yeah,
50 loads maybe?
Man, each truck they done, like that one, it's going to be a seven load. This one, he done. Each truck, we already have like a seven multiplied by six, it's 42. 42
wow.
Trucks already pass in an hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, 40, you've had 42 loads in
yeah,
an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That's why with a blower, it's good, very fast. I remember in 2000 when I was hauling the snow here in town, we used a backhoe only. It took around 4 nights to haul that snow, 5 nights. In 98, we don't have a blower here. And we were here for a week hauling ice and snow.
I think I remember that when they used to kind of pile it all up and then a front-end loader would come pick it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only equipment we got on that time.
Yeah, it was slower then.
Oh, yeah, a lot slower. And we had a tree truck hauling on that time. With a loader, it's a lot lower than a blower. Because to load a truck, it took around 25, 30 seconds. A truck, it's loaded usually with the blower. With the loader, it takes a lot more time than that. The time back and forth, and you have
yeah,
more risk of accident.
I was just going to say, you need guys standing in the
street
watching you.
Oh, yeah. Always, always.
So this is a lot more efficient. And you pass by somebody's house, and I mean, we're moving in front of a house for maybe 10 minutes, and then we're gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it is. It's a lot faster, like in an hour. Usually here in an hour, everything is done. Tonight take more time because the snow, it's harder. But usually High Street took us an hour. I go on Main, it's around an hour and a half. If we talking about from the fairground to Bertha Street. But tonight I go from the fairground right to the railroad track on both sides. And we're going to be good for around a good 2 hours only to doing that.
Wow.
I'm going to check if it's one of my truck in the back.
So Sylvain has gotten out of the truck to flag somebody forward. There's some traffic coming from the south end of High Street.
Here is the worst place here. We don't see too much ahead.
No, it's a bad corner here.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that.
It's a good thing. It's always, we always move. The people
yes,
have
yeah,
more patience.
Because they know there's no full stop.
Yeah.
We're moving all the time.
When we have to stop for 10 minutes, the people, everybody is on a hurry today. Everybody. Right, it's always like that. Try to do that during the day.
It's impossible.
No,
day.
It's
you
impossible. I know a lot of people would like to that job be done during the day, but not with the traffic we got.
And people couldn't park?
No.
I mean, you couldn't park there.
No,
and
no.
This
we're going to have to put sign everywhere. We're going to need a towing to move all those vehicles all the time. No, it's impossible to do that during the day. During the day, it's back roads, it's okay. But not all of them. Because where we have, we clean the snow usually. We always have, how we say that? Like here, we have a lot of store on Main. You go on Derby, they have a few store there, and everybody park. You can all
no,
that
there's
snow.
There's no free space.
No,
you wouldn't be able to clean it all. So after we get to the corner here on High Street, what's your next?
I have to go back on High to finish on the other side because they have something on one house tonight. We just
there was
skip
a call
it.
There, yeah.
And we're going to go back and done that. And after, we'll jump on Main Street. I'll park myself here for a while.
So we're stopped here at the main intersection of Van Cleek Hill. And Sylvain is out with a stop sign down at the four corners, and the vehicles have gone straight through the intersection, but he's standing in the intersection because there's some traffic coming through here. People are being very patient, but they're waiting to go through. And there are the firefighters who just got back from, I think it was a medical call, and those are the volunteer firefighters just making their way to their cars, and it's 1:11 a.m., a real beehive of activity here. Another dump truck is going by, and another empty dump truck is going by to get in lineup. The two or three trucks are always in the lineup for snow. I can remember being in high school and standing in the middle of this intersection in a raging snowstorm. I don't know why we were still in town, and there were no traffic lights at that time. So it was just completely and utterly silent in that middle of that snowstorm. It's a different world today. So does the crew stop for a supper or a meal in the middle of the night, or does everybody just kind of eat as they go?
Well, we eat on as go. We're going to stop for around 4:30 for around 15 minutes break, and because we're gonna stop hauling snow at 8 o'clock in the morning, and after we go, we take 15-20 minutes break, and that's it. It's right there. We with all those equipment, we have to make sure they're still working because they cost a lot of money.
Yeah. And are you doing Lornell tomorrow night, or do you?
Yeah,
know?
Tomorrow is supposed to be Lornell if everything goes good. Depend by the hour, but tomorrow night we're gonna be in Lornell. But out there, they're gonna take around 6 hours. Everything will be done.
Okay.
They have less road with sidewalk in Lornell. We're talking about 2.8 clicks there. We have to clean.
And how many kilometers here?
Here we have, I think it's 6.2, if I remember well.
And what do you think of the snow removal here compared to, say, I don't know if you've been to Ottawa lately or Montreal?
Well, it's the same thing. We always work in night shift. When I was hauling snow in Montreal, we start at 7 o'clock in the morning until 7 in the... Then 7 o'clock in the night until the 7 o'clock in the morning. We do a 12-hour shift there.
But I'm just saying, it feels like the snow gets taken away here more often than in the cities.
Not really, nope. Because in the storm, when I was in Montreal, it took us around 9 days to do where I was on the in one area. It's not everywhere. It's only one area. Me, where I was hauling snow, it was in old Montreal. And we were like 25 trucks. And we don't talk about the 40 highway. We don't talk about the ramp. Me, I just do in the old Montreal. We have a 10 road there. We just clean it. But we have a lot more traveling to all that snow. Here we're lucky. We have the snow dump. It's very close here in town. It's like Lorignal. We have a snow dump very close to the town. We don't need to go a half an hour ride to go and dump the snow. That's helped a lot too.
Yeah, it's true when it's close.
Yeah.
It must be easier, yeah.
Yeah. And I need less truck.
Will you use six trucks in Lornell too?
Yeah. Depend. depend the amount, but we're going to use six. Six, because usually when we have like a normal, like 10 centimeter of snow or 15, five trucks add enough, but tonight I need six. When we're going to arrive on Main Street, we're going to have to wait for them. They're not fast enough for us. And you could push the truck, but so much. They have a speed limit to follow, and we try to keep the speed limit.
Yeah, that's what your driver was saying. The truck drivers are, they take their time and they're careful.
Yeah. We have no choice because it's safety first. Like every time we start, before we start, we have a tailgate meeting. I told the guys they have to make sure all those drivers, they have to wear a vest when they go out, or they have to stand the truck, not to backing up in the private driveway. And we always try to make sure they keep the blower busy. And they sign me a paper every time. And after we start the job.
What do you mean, sign a paper?
Well, I always do a tailgate meeting like that. I have a paper like that, and I explain everything about the safety.
Yes.
Because before the job, we always do a small meeting, and what they want, what we have to do, and
if there's any special conditions or something like that.
And I want to make sure they understand everything before we start, and they sign my paper for that tailgate meeting, just in case something happened. Yeah. Only for safety today.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that 10 years ago, but today it's different. It's all, everything for the liability today.
Yes. So how far down here will we go?
We go right to Hillview Circle, where's us, the limit of the township.
The town limits?
Yeah.
And do you always start with this section?
Yeah.
You always do this first?
Yeah.
It's the same routine all the time?
Almost the same routine. Always, always. We start High, Main, and after we do Home, Higginson, Derby, Berta, Union, Mill, and Stanley. And so far, I'm happy because everything goes good. I was sure we're going to stop more often than that. Because with that's the kind of snow we got.
Why would you stop? Because there's something jammed? Or?
No. I was sure we're going to broke more share pin on the blower. And to jam, I'm not afraid. When we have wet snow, sometimes they're blocking the blower. It's right. You have to clean the chute and we start back, but every time you clean that, you stop for around 15 minutes. But tonight, it's cold enough on my road watch. I have minus 17 the air, and the road, it's minus 16. And, no, it's cold enough.
So these big trucks are subcontracted, right?
Yeah.
Those are other...
Us, we use us truck during the day to all the stockpile of snow we do with the loader when we do the cleanup. We have three tandem we use to all that snow. We have some we do some stockpile at the arena. We clean the parking lot there. We push snow at the back of Home Hardware, and we bring that to the dump, and we have a 4 or 5 place in Bentley Hill to go and clean it after a storm like this one. Maybe it's gonna be the last one for this year. Because really we didn't go too often this year. That's it's if I remember well, it's the fourth time we're out and clean the town.
And you know, I meant to ask you before, you know how many times those trucks have gone back. How do you know that?
I check every time. That one, it says 9 load now.
You're counting in your head?
Yeah. I finish and I wrote everything. I want to make sure all the truck always keep the same routine. Sometimes truck gets stuck up there or something they have to repair on their truck. But I send the other guys to go and check it to make sure everybody always follows.
So you're counting just one truck, and you, that's like nine rounds.
Yeah, always count in my head. And I put that on my logbook when I finished. And I know how much load we bring to the dump site. Because after, when we done hauling snow, the next day, usually I send the blower to blow the snow at the dump to make sure we have room for the next storm.
Oh, yeah.
Because I already have a lot in the snow dump.
Yeah, I saw you have it. He said from the last storm, the driver showed me. He said, that's all from the last snowstorm.
Yeah, yeah. And we didn't have the time to go back and blow it. And we have that kind of snow and freezing rain all together.
I know, it just went on and on. It was every 2 days we had something.
And they keep us busy, and we have to respect the hour, too. All the driver, they could drive 13 hours straight, and after they have to go home, have a break of 8 hours, like us today. We finish at 3, we came back at 11 to be ready and go. We finish tomorrow at 8:30, it's going to be 9 o'clock. We don't sleep too much. My last 48 hours, I slept around 8 hours.
Oh, my.
I didn't work all of them, but when you finish your day of work, like today, I go, I arrive home, I have to clean my yard and my driveway, too.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that's true.
I go in my bed tonight. It was 8:30. I put the alarm back at 10 o'clock. That's what I slept before I start my shift.
Yeah, you can't sleep just because you're off, eh?
No. It's everybody, when you finish, you arrive home, you take a shower, time to relax a bit, watch TV, and after you go in bed. But the alarm goes on 2 times tonight. I have a hard time to wake it up. Because usually we always start at 8. We start in Larignan, but with all the hour we're done, we have to respect the 8 hour off, and we're just able to start back at 11. Now we're good until tomorrow morning.
Yeah, the other, the truck driver, he said, we're only doing Bankley Kill tonight. He said, I'm not sure why, but now I know why. It's because of the hours.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because them, it's all subcontractor. I don't know if they need to fill up a logbook. But us, we have, everybody have a logbook, and we have to make sure the hour arrive, just in case something happened. If you bust your hour, you're going to be in trouble. Because really, it's not an emergency case. When we have it, it's an emergency case, we're allowed to do more. It's a service.
Yes.
But hauling snow.
An emergency service, yeah, you're allowed to.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But really, it's not an emergency service. We have to respect them. And next Monday, they call for rain and plus 5. That's why we have to clean. Because all the catch basin and manhole are covered with ice, and we're going to have some water. They're going to jam everywhere on the road, and that's why we do that. We hauling that snow. Try to open those catch basins before Monday. We have always to think ahead. Sometimes the people, they think it's simple, but
And I know that recently, just because of all the salting and the sanding you had going on, that you couldn't do that all day and then do this all night.
Nope.
You only have so many people.
Yeah. Us, we're just 9 at the municipality, and we have no choice. We have to respect those hours. Sure, it wasn't one of my trucks, but it's one of my trucks. Avec Al, on va aller finir la High Street. Puis après, je vais envoyer Ben qui nettoie, qui sorte le restant, puis on retournera après.
Look at that. There.
C'est beau, moi, il dit qu'ils le mettent au centre du terre-plein. Fais un windrow au centre du terre-plein, puis on retournera. On va juste aller finir la high, là, la, qu'est-ce qu'on est à jammer tantôt, là. Après, ben, je m'en envoyais Ben, là. C'est beau, Carl.
We just turned around at Foodland, and there's a whole bunch of vehicles in the parking lot because they're renovating and they're working all night.
Yeah, them too. It's around the second week they done that at the Foodland.
I guess it's the same there too. It's hard to work and renovate when the store is open.
When the store is open, it's impossible to do some renovation inside during the day. It's very hard.
You know, there's a delivery truck up there now.
Oh.
It never stops.
No,
eh?
No, never stop.
We work all night.
Yeah.
Like the world keeps going
all
night.
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah. The difference during night, it's we have a lot less traffic. Here, try to do something during the day. With the amount of traffic they pass on the high street, even on Main Street, nope, it's impossible.
Look at this.
If we done that during the day, they're going to take a couple days only to do the job. And they're going to cost a lot more money.
Silva is out of the truck again because we're just heading back up High Street. And the visibility on this corner is really bad. Everybody that lives in town knows about it, but he's watching for traffic.
No, when we're going to finish that one here, I'll send the loader, the one who do prepare my windrow on Main. They're going to come back and make another one, and we'll give another pass over here to try to clean it a little bit more better than that. And after that, I have to call my sidewalk machine to come and clean all those sidewalks. To make sure it's ready for tomorrow morning, before the school open. You the one who goes with the plow this morning, too?
What's that? No, that was Teresa.
Ah, okay.
And she got up at, I think, 4 to go out at 5 a.m. on the plow, and then...
It's too bad he doesn't go at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know, she missed the...
The blazer when we have hard time to see around 100 feet ahead of us. Just to show something.
That's what I was going to say. It must be nerve-wracking to drive in those conditions.
On that condition, you don't go... The regular speed with a plow, us, we try to be between 35, 40 click per hour with a plow. It's the speed we go. Mm-hmm. We never go faster than that. But when, like this morning at that time, 15 click per hour... We have our time to see and all the mailbox. You met some vehicle on the road. You have to watch everything at the same time, but you slow down. Take more time to open the road. And but this morning, everything goes good. Around 6:30, almost everything was open. Like it was only a fast pass. I always call that a fast pass because we just go in and go out to make sure the people, it's eligible to go work.
Yes.
And after we go back and do the rest, a good cleanup.
You know you do a good job, but you know what people hate is they get their driveways filled up with snow.
I know.
But what can you do about that?
Nothing. I had one, they stopped me this morning on Subdivision Fauteuil, and they asked me a question. Could you send the snow on that side? Which side does snow go out usually? On your right side. My blade push on right side, that's what it is. I have no choice, but...
Yeah.
It's not because we like that, but we have to do our job. And when the storm is done, all the road is clean, everybody is happy after.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have some good stuff, sometimes we have some complaints, but it's hard to please everyone. I hope they're still working like that all night. Going good.
So you're saying after this, you're going to go back to Main Street?
Yeah.
And then you're going to send your guy back over here to scrape up another windrow?
Yeah. And we'll came back after to do the final touch here. And it's going to be, that's it for this one. That road's going to be done.
Do you do each one twice like that? Do you go back for a second pass?
Depend how wide it's the windrow. Like this one, it was wider than my blower, because the blower, it's 8 foot wide. And it was wider than that. That's why we leave a lot of material like that.
Okay.
And we're going to have to come back and give another shot.
So that's true right now, because we're doing that. He's got to go and turn around somewhere to get back in the right position.
Yeah. In the old time, I remember a lot of them, they was turning on the private driveway, and don't disturb the people. We'll disturb them enough with all those equipment. Yeah. The worst thing, it's the noise of the machine, but we can control that.
No, but you're not that long in front of a house. You've come back a second time, but...
Yeah.
It couldn't help that there was a call here. I mean, I got here, the fire trucks were all filled.
Yeah, when we arrived here, we have only one ambulance, and I called my guys on the blower. I said, just skip them, because we're going to be jammed over here. They have hard time to pass with a vehicle, only between the fire trucks and all the ambulance, and it was bad. The road wasn't clean like that, but at least the people could park on this side.
Yes.
Oh, every time we all snow, we always something happen during the night like that.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember one year we all in snow and a fire get caught on Hamel or Union Street. And it's us. We call the fire truck. Because nobody was there.
Oh.
I never all snow like that amount of snow like that tonight since the winter start. Because usually it's around 5 round each truck on High Street and we're done. Now it's my 11 trucks.
Wow.
We had a good pile. When you check other places, they have like 2-3 blowers to do those down, and then they use a lot. Like I check in Hawkesbury, them usually it's around 3 days to all snow.
Oh yeah.
I was talking with Alain Lavoie, and he sent me it's always 3 days, depend the amount of snow. Me in one shift, the boat down, it's done. And them too, they have only one blowers.
So are you doing every street in Van Cleekill or just where there's a sidewalk?
Where's that sidewalk? And we do some bad, the other street, when the streets start to get narrow, we go with the blower. So far this year, we didn't do it because we didn't have that much of snow.
No.
It's only the last month now, the last 3 weeks. If we don't have that rain, I'm pretty sure we're going to have to all the snow in each, everywhere in town, give a shot with the blower to white up the road. Because the road, it will be narrow. I start to have some in the back here, it's narrow. And if I have time, I'm going to give a shot with the blower. Because... It start to get hard to net some vehicle.
Yeah. So is that truck gonna back up and go back over there because he's not quite full?
Yeah, he's gonna go on Main Street to finish to load up his truck. I don't like them when they have only half load on it.
stay in a particular order? Like that Whoa. Guy's going over there to turn?
Gonna turn, I know now Splendrum is gonna be behind Duval Excavation. Before that, it was ahead of Duval Excavation. I keep track almost of everything. Yeah.
But it's probably a bit easier once you get off this main drag.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. This one and main, when those two it's done, we relax a little bit more. Because in the back road, like home derby, we have a lot less. We're going to see like one or two cars, they're going to come, but that's it. We been.
Sylvain Pilat talking from the inside of his truck as we follow this snow removal convoy around Van Cleek Hill at about 1 a.m. this past Thursday morning.
J'aimerais que tu viennes donner un coup, gratter ça, me faire un windrow ici, là, m'aller sur le milieu du terre-plein.